Pop in West Essex. I'm Jamie.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Roxanne.
I'm Allie.
And we're Roger That. All right, so today we're going to be talking about overrated artists and underrated artists and all that good stuff.
Yes.
And it's good to be back. We haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah, sorry.
Been a minute.
I know all our fans were waiting for this.
I know, I was crying a little bit.
I know you
as
were
a
staring,
fan myself.
Yeah. I know you were staring at your phone at night, just like,
waiting for it to upload.
I just listened to our podcast on repeat. It's like nostalgic. All right. Okay, Jamie, you want to start it off because I know you're really excited about this one.
Oh, I'm very, very passionate about this particular one.
Oh, no.
Can we just talk about how Cardi B, all right, so she released Bodak Yellow. And that was, great. Like, said
was a
little
bop.
Bleep, you can't bleep with me. We love that. Like,
and when you're really feeling it, you emphasize those words. Have you ever seen those memes?
That no.
Where it's like when you know you're having a bad day when you're saying, I don't with you,
No.
Okay.
No.
That's not even the song.
Why do we always end up bringing memes into this podcast?
It's just a funny thing.
Anyways. So I just think she's really overrated because I feel like people tend to idolize her personality a lot more than her actual singing slash rapping ability.
Yeah,
talent.
I think her personality is more famous than her songs.
Definitely. She's really, she's funny, all that good stuff, pretty.
Out there.
I guess.
Oh my lord.
Oh god.
No offense. If you look like Cardi B, if you're seeing this, I love
she's
you.
Definitely watching this.
We
time.
Love you. Please come
we
on
are
our
Cardi
show.
Cardi stans.
Wait, what's her like fan base called?
But your music kind of sucks.
The
no
bees.
Offense.
No. No way. It's
the high.
I think it's like Bodak Gang. Oh no, it's a Cardi A. No.
I just, your music kind of sucks.
And like, okay.
I just, yeah.
No. The only thing I find bad about it is that she tends to have the same flow in every single song.
She uses the same lyrics.
And if it's not the same
sound effects.
I'm about to get a little brutal up in here, but like she just kind of ruins every song that she gets featured in.
There was one specific song, but I forget what it wasn't. What it was. I think. I can't think of it, but I do remember that she was in Motorsport. Mm-hmm. And she had pretty hype.
She had potential.
And Nicki just made her seem like trash. I'm sorry. Because, this is an opinion, but I think Nicki Minaj is a lot
Nicki
better.
Nicki my queen.
That is not an opinion, that is a fact.
Period.
but she retired.
She did? God damn.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She just released a song with someone, though. I think that was kind of a rumor.
I have no idea, honestly.
Cardi B is, Cardi B is just not.
She said the queen of rap is stepping down from her throne or something.
Because she wants
like
to have a kid or something. I don't know.
Settle down.
I think Cardi should retire. Not Nicki.
Just an idea.
Just a suggestion.
Who else is on that list? Who else?
Okay, so XXX Tentacion, even though he's dead, respect. But
yeah.
I feel
the
like
sound of a seventh grader.
People
and before all you middle schoolers start like going at us,
when
I just want to say
when you're depressed over your homework with you, when you're when
I
you're,
just want to say if
your boyfriend
if
and girlfriend broke up with
XXXTentacion cured your depression. I'm not
then
really sure if you
depressed.
Had it in the
no,
first place.
No, that was not
because
depression.
His music just adds more depression onto it.
Disclaimer.
Also, I just like
wait.
He's
disclaimer.
Not that good of a person.
Depression is not a trend. And I
oh
like,
it's not a personality
God.
Trait, man.
Oh my God. Like people be like, oh, I'm listening to X. I'm so sad. I'm broken. Like whatever happened, I'm sure. Like good
it
luck.
Hurt.
But
because like posting everything on social media is not. It's not depression
well,
in
anyways.
Its purest form because a lot of it happens offline. But
true. Yeah. Anyways, I just think he was overrated because like I liked him a lot. Like I was a pretty big fan, but I feel like people just liked
overhyped it after he died, which is not
not even before.
And also
no, but like you can tell after he died.
What was what was this album called with the question mark?
I like his music. It's just like also like people like. Praises human and
like
it's not like
treat
he wasn't even
yeah.
he's not even that he was
oh,
not good, that
no.
good of a person.
Drake is so overrated. He's good, I guess. I mean,
isn't he like a molester?
He's just
Trent Money Bunny.
He's she's
didn't
so
he like
annoying.
I think he
this
like tried doing
got me in
like
my feelings
with like an 18-year-old. I don't know, but anyways, what I was saying about Drake was that
spotlight up.
People just treat him as if he's a god when he's just Drake. No offense, like no just offense Drake. To Drizzy fans, but he's just Drake. And he also sounds the same in every song. But he does have some good songs. I'll give him that.
Can we get Lil Pump in this?
But
really
wait,
quick? I just what I was okay. gonna say earlier.
Can we
was
just talk about Lil Pump? He has been to a middle schooler's bar mitzvah. Is that how you
say
it?
Yeah.
It was on the news. I saw it. But anyways, no. I just think that he's overrated. Crazy. He sounds like I mean.
Oh
he
my
is.
God! Wait, they shouldn't. He shouldn't he be is. Somebody's role model. They shouldn't have let that happen, because having Lil Pump as a role model is not a good trait, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as was saying.
You can't see because there's no camera, but I'm shaking my head right now. Like, I just thinking SMH. About that. Like,
anyways,
Gucci
I was
Gang, like, it gives me a headache. Like, I'm sorry if that's your taste in music. No offense, but please listen
like people,
to somebody else.
People
like,
who listen to him, seriously, that's like, that's a joke.
So I just think he's overrated because he sounds the same in literally every song. And I've said this for a while now. His beats definitely save him. Like, Rox, you know that one song, like, we used to bump, like, Drumstick?
Oh, yeah, one of his, like, first few songs, I forget what it's called.
Drumstick.
I mean, I don't know if like, it was the first, beat is like, you know, it's kind of going hard in the beginning. Like, okay, and then you start singing, you're like, yeah. Oh, are you going to switch up the lyrics a little bit or something?
He's like, gang, gang, gang. Yeah. Gucci, 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 Gucci.
He's like, pull a drumstick. Like,
Papa's Zanny.
And he says that like 50 times.
Also,
and you're like, okay.
He looks.
And you do what else?
Get
what
money.
Else do you do?
Get money, yeah.
Get money, yeah.
He looks like a
wait,
mop.
Wait,
a what?
Mop.
A
that, what? Wasn't mop. Even, that wasn't even Exorcist and Tasio saying. That was like some 10-year-old saying, get money, yeah, yeah. It was like something.
Yeah. That was Mad Ox.
Yeah, Mad Ox. But it was like.
I think he's pretty good for his age. I don't think he's 10, but I think he's pretty good. I think I don't know if he was at a
so who else besides
once.
Like rappers is overrated, do you think?
I mean,
Halsey.
I just covered that. Oh god. Oh god.
Do it. Do it, Allie.
Halsey.
You got it. Yep.
Halsey's so overrated.
Did you
Wait,
know?
I'm like British.
Did you know that Halsey is actually her real name is Ashley? But she just switched around the word, the letters.
Oh, she's so quirky. Oh, my God.
So creative.
Oh, my God.
So
wow.
amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Call me Amy J.
Ha.
Just stop what? It. Okay, anyway, Allie, keep going.
Ox ran.
So, have you guys ever seen that video of Halsey singing in that mall? And, like, no. Along with, like, I forget what song. I think it was Green Day or something. And she's like, okay. Oh, my God, I wish I could pull it up right now. Ooh. And she's singing. And it was only, like, a year before she was famous. And it's so funny to me. Okay, wait, I'm going to try to find it while I keep talking.
But
try to find it.
She talks with, like, such a weird, or no, she sings with such
yeah,
a weird
no, she
accent.
She talks normally.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like a normal person. And
while she's
all,
like,
all
yeah,
her songs sound the same.
Bittersweet.
Well, yeah, while she's looking for that, we're gonna look at who else. Justin Bieber. I'm sorry.
I think he looks like homeless.
He does.
Okay, I have a story to tell you. So
he's not that
when
hot.
I was little,
attractive,
when I was in little, I was in the car and we were listening to the radio. And first, the song by Selena Gomez came on, and then next, a song by Justin Bieber came on. You know, that was when he like was really young. And I thought we were, like, playing a Selena CD or something. I was like, is this Selena too? They were like, no, this is a guy. I was like, are you sure? Like, I genuinely, like, I thought it was a girl.
When I was 13, I'm a first love.
Yeah. And
nobody that could
I'm sorry. When people were, like, going crazy about this yummy, yummy.
That was weird.
People
that was
going,
so weird.
People going crazy about this yummy, yummy song.
Ew. Yummy.
Oh my god.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
But I saw the music video and he was just singing it over and over again. I was like, why does he have pink hair?
He was like Bieber 2020 and then releases
that. Is
that?
I was like,
What is he running for president or something? Like,
wait, okay, I found
Bieber
2020.
I'll gladly
Kanye
leave the 2020.
Country.
Gladly
on
leave
a real
country.
Note.
Make sure I don't forget the lyrics because I remember forgetting.
Oh no.
Wait. It's gonna
oh
gosh.
Load. I need to skip to like the singing part.
How's
she's like,
she can't start singing.
Oh my god, she's still talking.
Ready? Oh, yeah, also, with Justin Bieber. Oh.
Oh god! Oh god! I don't like that!
I wanna hear it. Ooh, yeah!
Ew.
That's it right there.
Ew! Okay, yeah, that's all I have to say.
But yeah,
about
I just
want to
say if you like Yummy by Justin Bieber, please just
eliminate
it. Literally
unsubscribe now.
We don't
just
want
find
you.
Something.
Get
something.
Off.
I don't care. Like it can be similar to Justin Bieber, just not yummy.
Get away from me.
Like, it's just so bad. I can't listen to it for more than 40 seconds.
All right, so now we're going to switch up the topics, and we're going to go to underrated artists, people that we find an interest in and that we like and that we think you should guys
Yeah, it's a bit more positive.
To. So here we go, Allie.
Oh, okay. My favorite singer of all, or artist of all time is Black Bear, a.k.a. Yes.
I think he's good.
I think he's so good. Matthew Musto. So,
yeah. Matthew Mustache.
Yes. No. So he's had like a couple, I guess, hit songs like Do Re Mi or like Dirty Laundry.
IDFC.
Oh, yes, IDFC.
I don't friggin' care. At all.
They hear this, they like unsubscribe.
They're like, gross. Ew. Gross. Get up.
But I feel like his truly good songs are very underrated.
Yeah. I've listened to him. Yeah.
Like what? Like what are some.
Like, okay. Bops?
Put us on, Allie. Come on.
If I Could, I Would Feel Nothing is really good off of Sounds Digital Drug Lord. No, it's actually not that sad.
I think I think his song I Hope Your Whole Life Sucks.
Oh,
is
that
really
is
good.
My favorite.
When I, you know, in my bag, I listen to that so hard.
So hard.
Me and Your Ghost is really good.
Oh yeah,
just
that,
released.
That is good. That is good.
NYLA is very sad. That's a good one. There's a lot of good ones. But when I went to his concert last summer, I cried because I was so happy, and that's literally all I wanted for my birthday.
That's so great.
Was it like? I have a question. Like, because I don't really go to like what is he like concerts? A pop artist?
No,
he does electronic.
No, because all the concerts like, I go to, because I listen to mostly like rap, hip hop, that stuff. But, like, those concerts are, like, insane. Is it, like, bopping around, that? Or is it, like, more mellow?
No, even, like, the sad songs, like, even NYLA, he made, like
yeah, even the sad songs.
Mosh pits? Like, are there mosh pits?
There are, but I was, like, high up.
But, like, in concerts, even, like, the sad songs, you can find a way to vibe to it.
Yeah, I was expecting to cry
I meant, like,
at
moshing.
That.
Like, I meant, like, if it was crazy.
It was crazy, like, down there. Like, I wasn't down there. But, like, the people around me were kind of boring, but the people in front of me were kind of fun, and I wish I went up there, but
I have an artist that I think is underrated, and a lot of you might know her, but Lana Del Rey, and I know like a lot of people already know her, but I feel like a lot of people don't actually listen to her
like
songs.
They only know Summertime Sadness.
Yeah, like, and she just songs. Like I don't know what it is, but her music is something about it is so nostalgic.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
And
what
she's
you're
super like
about.
She super makes everything look super like vintage and aesthetic. And
yeah,
she's super
I
cool.
She's
I really like
really
the
pretty.
Way she does
she's
things.
She's so pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is really pretty. I just like I don't know. I think I just like get attached to her song so easily, and I think that.
What are some bops?
My favorite is Video Games. I also like Blue Jeans.
Oh, yeah. I love Blue Jeans.
Okay.
So I have this band that my family friend is in. It's called Laundry Day. And so basically, his name is Henry Weingartner, and he's my mom's best friend from college's son. And they're actually really good. They're getting pretty popular. And like I knew them when they were not as popular because my mom introduced me to them. But basically, I have a cool story. So you guys know Claro?
Yes.
Love her also.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Claro.
A singer.
She's
or her.
Well, she's also one of my favorite underrated artists, but she was touring in London and she asked them to be her opener.
Oh my
and
God.
I think that's like pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So
it's like I feel like because you always go with like your friends.
Yeah,
right?
I always go to concerts. I love concerts.
Oh, fun fact: when I went to a One Direction concert in third grade, their opening was 5SOS before they were famous. So.
Really? I don't like them that much.
You don't like
Five SOS.
I love One Direction though. But anyways, Laundry Day is kind of like pop alternative. They're very good. I'm not just saying that because I know like Henry.
Isn't it like I remember me and you were talking about this once. I asked you if it was like punk or something.
No, but I mean it has
maybe like the vibe is like punk.
Just overall very
aesthetic.
Good. And then also, my brother introduced me to Brockhampton. They're this group of like. I don't know.
TikTok
it's like
song.
This group of, I guess, like rap artists that just like collaborate. Their songs are so good, and they're like they're very catchy, and they have very good, tunes to them. They're very just
melodic.
All the vibes.
They're
all the
so
all the vibes,
vibey.
Man. Yeah, and like they like
they're not that big. And my brother saw them when...
They definitely blew up, though.
Yeah, because of TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
My brother saw them when they weren't as big, and I think he went to the Wellmont, actually, which is in Montclair, if you didn't know. But, yeah.
I saw a ski mask in Wellmont once.
Oh, my God.
And
really?
I feel like... I don't know why. I feel like he kind of fell off, but, like... Because I haven't heard anything.
You saw him in Wellmont?
Yeah, right? Was that him?
That was in New York City.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Of course. You know, you could not perform in Wellmont. Like, that's too small of a venue.
That's like,
you know, I was
that was a crazy concert. Performed at Wellmont. Oh, by the way, Juice WRLD is underground instead of underrated, you know?
Okay.
Was that your joke?
That took me a second. God. That took me a second.
I was going to say, no, he's not. But yes, he is.
All right. Are you saying he went to hell?
No.
He's buried.
Definitely
yeah,
not.
No.
Rest in peace, Detroit. I love you. Love you so much. So that's it for today. Tune in next time.
And
remember to follow us on Instagram at the Wessex Wire and subscribe to our YouTube channel
at
That's
Wessex
all
Wire.
For today, guys.
Period!
Period.
'Cause whoever is watching this, I promise they will shut the tab. They will literally close out.
Shut the tab.
No one watches us
anymore.
Actually,
right
no.
Now. Don't we get like 50
my mom
views
is a fan.
Average?
My mom like, too.
My mom doesn't know I do
and
this.
You know who else is a fan?
My mom
Jake.
Doesn't know I do this, and
Jake
I'm keeping it that way.
Podcast.
I don't want to find
Jake.
It.
There's no way.
My friend from Booton loves our podcast. It's
my
so
God.
Funny.
Oh my.
We're regional.